flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for me to talk to my main girl, Susie Jones. Susie, where you at, girl?
Where am I at right now? I am at Rosedale Shopping Center with my mom shopping, and we just ate at that food court at Rosedale that's very good.
Okay, what did you have? What did you have?
We have spaghetti and meatballs. It's called The Baller, and it's Joey's Meatballs. And there's two meatballs and spaghetti, and we just get one order and split it, and it's the perfect amount of food. So now I'm talking to you, and I'm happy because I ate, and I got a pair of sandals on sale.
Okay, girl, you know what? That's called winning. That is called winning, baby. You have eaten, you're talking to your girlfriend, and you found some sandals on sale. You might as well just go home and go to sleep because it don't get no better than that. You have peaked. It is 150, and you have peaked.
I'm done. Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Good day. Yeah. I'm getting ready. I'm going to go to Chicago tomorrow night.
I know. Okay. So talk to me about this. Are you going to be downtown at one of those $9 million a night hotels? Are you parking at one of those $800 a night parking lots? I mean, what's going on?
I know. It's crazy. You know, I can't believe I'm going because we were going to have our friends at WBBM in Chicago cover it for us because they've got a full staff and they're still going to help. But when Governor Walz got on the ticket, I was like, you know, you guys, we really have to go. And it just happened that someone from the governor's office called and said, we have an extra credential. Do you want to go? And we got it cleared upstairs with Jeff Gonsales and Brad Lane and Lindsay Peterson. And I got a flight. I'm flying on Sun Country because it's very cheap to fly to Chicago.
Our hometown airline.
Do you remember John Williams ever? He used to be on WCCO for years and years. So he lives in Chicago, and he works for WGN, and he has a friend who has a son who has a condominium.
Girl, you went way down. You went way down. Hold on, girl. I need to get you a ladder.
I have a place to stay. I'm flying, so I don't have to mess with my car, which is I'm so
amazing. Yeah,
because you know when I went to Milwaukee, I had a car. And Milwaukee's a different city in terms of it's so much smaller, but still, every other block, there were checkpoints, you know, so it was hard to get around. I can't imagine how hard it would have been for me with a car in Chicago. So I'm going to use public transit. My mom wants me to take a cab if there's a lot of protests. She doesn't want me to get hurt.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame mama. What's the goal when you go? Are you covering events? Do you have interviews that you're going to be getting set up? Do you have a plan? Are you just going to go and see what happens?
Well, you know, when I covered the Republicans, I was just telling my mom, I had a really good relationship with a member of the Republican Party from Minnesota, and they were very helpful, and we went to a lot of different places, and it was a great experience. But because I'm coming in kind of late to the game on the Democratic side, I don't have as much of a grasp on the activities. But we do know that every day at their hotel called the Fairmont Millennial, which is right downtown and near the water, the Minnesota Democrats have a breakfast every morning at 7:30 to 9:30.
Okay.
And our friend Eric Espel told me that's really get there every day and you'll get yourself set up with what stories to cover. You know, you might say,
okay.
You know what I mean? Like, who's doing what today? And then, of course, I'll go to the convention every night. Starts about 5 and it ends at 10. And that is at the United Center, which is a fair distance from where I'm staying. So we'll see how that goes. But being on the floor, there's nothing like it. It really is exhilarating.
Okay, I appreciate all the journalistic things you're going to be doing and the broadcasting you're going to be doing. That's going to be great. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, whatever. Girl, are you going to get to the parties? Are you going to the parties? Because I heard, I haven't been before myself, but I heard that the parties are amazing at these conventions.
You know, Jordana asked me the same thing about the parties. Honestly, I'm back to my place at midnight. I'm writing stories for the morning. Then I got to get up with Benita at 8:20 for the first live shot of the day. I cannot afford to stay out later than I'm already going to be up getting things. It's a haul. It's a lot of walking. It's a lot of writing, but kind of just a whirlwind. And then it's Thursday, you know?
Yeah. And you know what I realize is that after we get a certain age, it's only so much our bodies can take.
That's the truth.
Girl, our blood pressure start going up. We mess around and leave our medicine at home. Girl, our hormones are going to be off. Girl, I was looking at all the schedule of everything, and I'm like, how is Susan going to do all this by herself? She needs a producer in the field or somebody.
Well, that's where WBBM comes in. They do have people available to do different parts of it. So early on, I hope I get to sit down and visit and kind of get a game plan, because maybe, obviously, I can't get everything, but we'll kind of pick and choose. And remember, I'm just covering the Minnesotans. I'm not going to worry about anything else. So even if things are happening at night with the people that are speaking, Barack and President Biden Monday, and, you know, there's a long list, what I might do on a particular night is see what Minnesota delegation members think of the speaker. I'm not going to try to say, okay, well, Barack Obama spoke about this, this, and this. I'll say Minnesota delegate Kay Jones says she was impressed by Obama's comments on senior care. Or, you know what I mean?
Whatever's
like
going
that.
On. Yeah. Okay. All right. That makes so much sense. Okay.
And I'll try to sound perky, but last time in Milwaukee, I was a little tired, and my mom said I sounded tired and that I should sing before I do a live shot
to wake it up. Okay, I love, girl, mama is full of advice. And I was just going to ask you, how's mama doing? I need a mama update. How's she doing?
My mom is fantastic. She wanted to know how you're doing. She's fine. She doesn't like to tout her own horn.
I know. But you tell her that the whole of the Shaletta Show listening audience wanted to get an update on Mama, because we need to make sure Mama's doing well.
Fantastic.
And fantastic. Okay. Now, what are you packing?
I have been very lucky. The last 3 days, I have shopped at Von Maur at Rosedale, Jay Hill at Galleria, and where else did I go? One other place. God, oh, the Loft.
The loft, that's my spot. Okay.
I'm not going to eat it, Ma.
Well, it sounds like you got some good clothes. You got a good plan. Have a good trip to Chicago.
Yeah.
Yes. Comfortable shoes. Love
right,
you, girl.
Dear.
Talk soon.
All right. Love you. Bye-bye.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.